Hi, this is Cliff Smith, owner of BestHealthFoodStore.net. I'm also a professional actor, voiceover artist, and a crazy avid mountain biker. I could do it all day if I had the time. Energetic people like me who like to cycle, run, hike, play tennis, golf, build muscle up, or do any kind of physical activity, and want to perform at peak levels of fitness, have a choice to make. It's a choice many never consider, but one of the most important for overall health and fitness. It stares you right in the face every time you look at a menu at a restaurant or a shelf full of groceries. The choice to consider is whether or not a food or beverage is going to help you maintain proper pH balance, or is it going to throw that delicate balance off and leave your body's defenses vulnerable to health problems? Now, in order to maintain suitable pH balance, nutritionists suggest 80% of our dietary intake should be alkaline foods and 20% acidic. Now, what exactly does that mean? The alkalinity or acidic properties of a food or beverage come into play when your body burns them for fuel. Consuming too many acidic foods, drugs, tobacco, sodas, cocktails, and coffee causes the pH level of the blood to become overly acidic, therefore out of balance. It's kind of like a swimming pool that has an overly acidic pH level and is out of balance. As any pool owner knows, that can cause problems. Here are 10 types of foods that create an acid ash when the body burns them for fuel. So you want to go easy on these kind of foods. White flour, bread, refined sugars, dairy products, meat, fish, peanut butter, chocolate, nuts. Now, not all nuts, but some of them. Plums, cranberries. Yeah, surprising but true, even some healthy fruits and vegetables like plums and cranberries can form an acid ash, especially overcooked vegetables. Here are 10 good choices for alkaline food to help you maintain proper pH balance. Almonds, apples, avocados, bananas, beans of all kinds, Brazil nuts, broccoli, cantaloupe, carrots, and potatoes. That's just a start. Most people have this 80-20 alkaline acid ratio upside down, which means the body has to find a source of calcium it can always count on in order to correct the acid-alkaline imbalance. A human being's blood pH level is meant to stay at 7.4, so the body is constantly working to sustain that level, no matter what you consume. If you're forcing your body to work harder in order to preserve that pH level, how hard can it work for you when you're doing physical activities? If the body has to neutralize more acid than it's designed for, where do you think it finds a readily available supply of something alkaline enough to do that? The answer is your bones. When the consumption of alkaline food and drinks is insufficient to do the job, then the body has to pull calcium from bones in order to neutralize excess acid in the bloodstream. It is a nutrition fact that too many acid-forming foods and beverages, such as meat, coffee, alcohol, sugar, dairy, and refined flour products, can cause your body's pH balance to be too acidic. This can lead to all sorts of health problems, not the least of which is bone weakness. A calcium supplement may help. However, if the calcium is not from a whole food source, like fruits and vegetables, the body doesn't absorb it as efficiently, due to the lack of live enzymes. But more about that later. The best whole food sources for calcium are broccoli, green leafy vegetables, and other all-natural alkaline foods. I encourage you to try a couple of the alkaline food and health drink products we offer, New Plus and Fortune Delight, at BestHealthFoodStore.net. Thanks for listening.